For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council have reached an agreement on a resolution to eliminate Syria's chemical weapons arsenal. Britain is set to introduce the text to the other 10 members of the Security Council at a meeting Thursday night. The U.S. and Russia have been at odds on how to enforce the resolution, but Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power confirmed the last hurdles to the agreement had been overcome. The agreement comes a day after Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister agreed that the resolution would include a reference to Chapter 7 of the UN Charter. Chapter 7 allows for military and non-military sanctions if a Security Council resolution is violated. In Moscow, a Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Rybakov, offered to provide troops to guard facilities where Syria's chemical weapons would be destroyed. Meanwhile, Iran has started talks with six world powers on its disputed nuclear program on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. The meeting marks the highest level direct contact between the U.S. and Iran in 6 years. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, who hosted the meeting, said talks between Iran, the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, and Germany were substantial. Ashton added that a new round of talks between Iran and the six world powers are expected in October in Geneva. Chinese President Xi Jinping has pledged to cement an all-around strategic partnership with Laos. The president made the remarks during the talks with his Lao counterpart Chomali Sagnason here in Beijing. Xi Jinping says China and Laos are friendly neighbors and constitute a community that share the same destiny as well as extensive common interests. For his part, Chomali also spoke highly of the bilateral relationship and agreed to elevate the partnership. Following talks, the two leaders also witnessed the signing of a series of cooperation deals. Chomali's visit in China will last till next Monday. The Chinese government has issued a new call for Japan's leaders to face up to history and win the trust of the international community with concrete action. The comments came in as a response to a speech by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Wednesday in the United States. Abe says Japan's increase in defense spending has not been as big as that of an immediate neighbor. This is being viewed as an apparent reference to China. The Chinese government says it's going to provide aid to Pakistan following the 7.7 magnitude earthquake, which rattled the country this week. The aid will include money and supplies worth about $2 million. Meanwhile, Chinese Defense Ministry says the Chinese armed forces will spare no efforts to carry out the assistance work as ordered by the Chinese government. The earthquake on Tuesday has officially left 348 dead. As many as 29 people have been killed during anti-government protests over fuel subsidies in Sudan. The victims, including both civilians and policemen, come after 3 days of violent protests in the capital city Khartoum and Wad Madani, a city just south of Khartoum. The rioting began in Wad Madani after the government decided to lift subsidies, immediately doubling prices of petrol and fuel. Sudan lost most of its main oil-producing territory when South Sudan broke off as an independent state in 2011. Protesters are calling for the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir, who has ruled the country for more than 2 decades. Toll highways are set to become free for vehicles with no more than 7 seats during this year's national holiday. This is the 5th time the toll-free policy will be put into effect since it was first introduced during the last national holiday. Traffic authorities are anticipating a noticeable rise in traffic in and around major tourist destinations in Beijing, Shanghai, and Hangzhou. The Ministry of Transport is going to have additional staff ready throughout the holiday to deal with any traffic-related issues. A robust growth in cross-border e-commerce transactions has had China's e-commerce business a banner year, with the entire volume hitting 8 trillion yuan, some 1.3 trillion US dollars, for the past year. Online trade volume was just 9.5% of China's total import and export volume in 2012. It is expected the market share will be up to 18.5% in 2016, reaching 6.4 trillion yuan, or some 1 trillion US dollars. For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli.